This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. An air raid siren was heard in central Kyiv shortly after Polish President Andrzej Duda finished speaking to Ukraine's parliament, a reminder that the nation remained at war even as the front lines have shifted hundreds of kilometers to the south and east. After ending weeks of resistance by the last Ukrainian fighters in the strategic southeastern port of Mariupol, Russia is waging a major offensive in Luhansk, one of two provinces in Donbas. Belarusians are among the foreign fighters who have volunteered to take up arms in Ukraine against Russian forces. VOA's Tommy McNeil has our story.
Many of them consider the Ukrainians defending their homeland to be their brethren. And by joining their resistance to Russia's onslaught, they hope to weaken the rule of Russian President Vladimir Putin and ultimately that of Belarus President Alexander Lukashenko. Some Russian troops were sent from Belarusian territory into Ukraine early in the war, and Lukashenko has publicly stood by longtime ally Putin, calling him his big brother. Weakening Putin, they believe, would create a window of opportunity to topple Lukashenko and bring democratic change to the nation of nearly 10 million people. Tommy McNeil, VOA News, Washington.
U.S. President Joe Biden arrived in Japan Sunday as part of his first visit to Asia as president. A central theme for the trip is to tighten U.S. alliances in the Pacific to counter China's influence in the region. Prior to Japan, Mr. Biden was in South Korea, where he thanked U.S. and South Korean service members.
Our alliance was formed through shared sacrifice of the Korean War, and now, seven decades later, thanks to you, the Republic of Korea is strong, thriving, and innovating democracy, and our alliance grows stronger every single day.
This is VOA News. A military cargo plane carrying the first shipment of infant formula from Europe to help address a critical shortage in the United States landed in the U.S. state of Indiana Sunday, but a top government official noted that much more needs to be done. A February 17th recall by a top baby formula maker and the closing of its manufacturing plant in the U.S. state of Michigan has created one of the biggest infant formula shortages in recent U.S. history for U.S. families. Scientists who have monitored the monkeypox virus in Western Africa are baffled by its recent spread around the world. AP correspondent Karen Chames reports.
Cases have previously been seen only among people with links to Africa. But in the past week, cases have popped up in Britain, Spain, Portugal, Sweden, the US and Canada. Most of the reported infections have been found in young men who hadn't previously travelled to Africa. No one has so far died from the outbreak, and scientists in Britain are investigating whether the disease is being sexually transmitted. I'm Karen Chames.
Austria's first suspected case of monkeypox has been reported in Vienna. National broadcaster ORF said Sunday, citing a spokesperson for the city's top health official. The 35-year-old man was taken to the hospital overnight with symptoms typical of the illness, ORF said, adding that tests should determine later Sunday night whether it was, in fact, monkeypox. Oman announced Sunday the lifting of all measures that had been taken to prevent the spread of COVID-19 in all venues for all activities, state TV reported, citing a statement from the government committee dealing with the pandemic. Authorities in Ethiopia's northern Amhara region have arrested four employees of a U.S.-based online media outlet. While the whereabouts of two others was unclear, the outlet said Sunday, in the latest round of arrests involving media. The arrest would add to those of five journalists in another Amhara media outlet on Thursday over what their colleagues said was the outlet's reporting of the activity of a local volunteer militia known as FANO. Amhara is the second most populous region in Ethiopia and a key constituency for Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed. Northeast Bangladesh's worst floods in nearly 20 years began receding Sunday, but rescue workers were struggling to help millions marooned by extreme weather across the region that has killed around 60 people. Floods are a regular menace to millions of people in low-lying Bangladesh and neighboring northeast India, but many experts say climate change is increasing the frequency, ferocity, and unpredictability. And recapping our top story, an air raid siren was heard in central Kyiv shortly after Polish President Andrzej Duda finished speaking to Ukraine's parliament. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts.